Well, hello, Fairhaven Church. I want to welcome Northmont. They're live with us. In fact, why don't you just greet them for me, will you? Northmont, following us with on video, just say hello to Northmont. Great to have you. And Northmont, you can affirm us by clapping. Go ahead. We can't hear you, but go ahead. It's all right. Thank you very much. No, it's great to have all of you here Saturday night. We welcome all of you that were here. If you're a guest with us today, you could not have come on a better weekend, because what we're going to do today is we're going to talk about our vision. We're going to rehearse our vision. We're going to give you some updates. Relax, we're not asking anything from you if you're a guest here. We just want you to pay attention, and you might be excited to know that we are, as a church, that God has given us a direction. He's given us some things that we really are excited about doing. A lot of them we already have. Talk about some of the future things that we're going to be doing. And so sit back if you're a guest here at Northmont Saturday night, and you just want to listen in to where God has taken us. It all started a year ago for us, and we entitled it Reach, our vision that God gave to us. And it's our vision as a church in all of our campuses. You know, we are one church, two locations, soon to be three locations, which we're going to be talking about actually today. Pretty exciting about that. And so we're going to talk about this reach, and this is a vision weekend, and we're going to rehearse what God has done. It's important for us to have an update as a church family. We talked about this a year ago, almost this month, and we want to give you an update as to what's happened, how things are going, what's right around the corner, what do we need to think about in the next 2 years as we continue to think about this vision. And so we want to give you all these updates. And so we're really, really excited that you're here this weekend in all of our venues, in all of our locations. But to get us started here, as we're thinking about this vision, just to let you know that as God has led us, He really wants to do something in us and through us. And just in the last week alone, we know of one person who's come to us who said, I want to invite Jesus Christ into my life, and so their eternity is different. I know of a couple who said, you know, we got things a little bit mixed up, and we want to get married, and so we had a wedding in the chapel this week with that. Last weekend, a lady came up to me, and you know who you are. She's probably in this service. I'm not going to give you her name. She came up, and she said she was on her way to Lowe's, and God said to her, come to Fairhaven Church, and she'd never been to Fairhaven Church. She drove in, and there were elders that were able to pray with her and help her, and it's exciting. To see those kinds of things taking place in our community. And so we believe that God has some great things for us, and we're in this together. And God is calling you and inviting you, us, together to be a part of this vision that we believe that He's given us to. But to get us started, what I want you to do is just sit back. You don't need to take your Bibles open today. I'm going to read one verse that I want to look at just to kind of get us thinking about this. I want you just to sit back, and I want you just to listen in to what God has done and what He will do, we believe, as we think about our future, and just be inspired. Just be thinking about this vision that God has given to us here today. Now, if you are a guest, let me tell you, most weekends we get our Bibles and our devices, and we open them up, and we look, and we study, and we learn a lot of things, that we go out and we say, okay, what's that going to mean for us Monday through Friday? Because this is the locker room. The game is out there, right? Church, help me out here. This is the locker room. Game's out there. And so this is really kind of an unusual week for us, but every once in a while we like to just rehearse and see what God is doing. To get us started, I want to ask a question that Peter, one of the closest friends to Jesus, asked in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. As Peter is talking 2,000 years ago, at the very end of his life, he poses this question, which is a question really that we've been asking as a church, although we haven't stated it publicly. It's a question that we're asking all the time, as we're thinking about transforming our lives and asking God to change us on a regular basis. And here's the question, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 11. Peter said, since everything will be destroyed in this way, he's talking about the very end of times. If you read the chapter 3, Peter says, the end is coming. In fact, he says, in chapter 3, he says, this is how you'll know it's coming. The people will scoff at you for your faith. Sound familiar, right? He says that at the very end, Jesus is coming back again, and He's going to destroy everything, and He's going to set up a new heaven and a new earth. And so that's the context of what Peter's saying here, as he's saying, think about the end of time. As you think about the end of time between now and then, here's the question. What kind of people ought you to be? Who should we be as people? Who should you be as a person? I want you to notice that he uses people. It's plural. He's talking about a group of people. So this is a great question that sets us up in talking about our vision, because we need to ask ourselves the question individually, and then as a church family, as a community of faith, we need to be asking, who does God want us to be? I mean, do we just show up for church? Or are we going to be a community of faith that has an impact in this city and around the world? And I think you know the answer. We want God to do something in us and then through us. Is that right, church? Here at Northmont, that's what we want to have happen here. And so Peter asks this question, what kind of people ought we to be? Then he answers it. He says, you ought to live holy and godly lives. And at first glance, you're thinking, well, he just kind of repeated himself, didn't he? I mean, it's kind of redundant, right? Holy and godly, I mean, doesn't it mean the same thing? Actually, it doesn't. Here's what he means. He says, we're thinking about who we ought to be as a community of faith, as you're thinking about who you are as a person, because you have to think about this personally, and then we have to think about this together as a community of faith. He says, we need to live holy and godly. See, holy means that we think like God. So we ought to think like God. In other words, you ought to care about the things that God cares about, and you shouldn't care about the things that God doesn't care about. We ought to think like God. That's what the word holy means. And then he says, you ought to be godly. Here's what godly means. You ought to act like God. So we need to think like God, and we need to act like God. And that's the answer to the question, because if we think like God, and we want to do the things that he wants us to do, and we act like God, and we live out our lives in our neighborhoods, in our businesses, in our schools, in our classrooms, in our dorm rooms, wherever it might be for you, we want to act like God, and we want to have an influence because we're part of this thing called the kingdom of God, which is an amazing thing. Amen. So we had a vision that we talked about a year ago, and the vision was one vision, but it had seven pieces to it. And so quickly, let me talk to you about the first six, and then the last piece I want to talk to you about is our multi-site, which is in Springboro. And in fact, in your bulletin, the only thing you need to do today is to take out of the worship folder, your bulletin, this little flyer here that says Springboro Campus, and just hold it in your lap. Don't read it. In fact, here at Northmont Saturday, if you find somebody reading it, just grab it from them. Would you do that? Until we talk about it, don't read it. Just get it out and get it ready, all right? We have seven things that are part of this vision. So if you're a guest, pay attention, because a year ago we launched and said, you know what? God wants us to do great things, and he wants to do it through us, and we're better together than we are, you know, individually. And so here's what we're talking about, these seven pieces. First was the preschool building. And if you've been here 1 year or less, a year ago we talked about, or several years ago, we talked about the fact that our kids are growing at Fairhaven Church, and our families are growing, and we need to reach more kids because kids bring parents to church, and so we need more space for nursery and preschool, and so we built this preschool building, which we opened October the 1st, and you know, we have 120 new children that have come to the Seedlings and Sprouts, Seedlings being nursery, and Sprouts being the preschool. We have 120 new kids that are coming to that, 120 new kids that are a part of that, and that's exactly what we built it for. We want to reach more families and more kids with the story of Jesus so that their lives have changed, their schools are changed, their families are changed. Are you with me here, church? Amen. The reality is I had a parent come up to me a couple of months ago when we just opened it up. A father actually came up to me and he says, thanks a lot for opening the preschool building. Kind of with a sarcastic attitude. And I go, what do you mean? He says, well, thanks a lot. And I go, well, we did it for everybody. He goes, yeah, I know. He says, but I can't get out of here now on the weekends. I mean, my son keeps saying, five more minutes, thanks a lot, right? And so we have this play area. If you haven't seen it, you got to go down. And if you're at Northmont, we invite you to come down because you're part of this. We're all part of this together, one church, two campuses. And so we have 120 families that are a part of that. We have toddlers and crawlers here every single day. I mean, every day, if you come here, Monday through Sunday, actually, we have toddlers and crawlers in there. Now, probably it's partly because of the weather, but we're glad that they're coming, right? That moms are coming, dads are coming, moms are getting together and meeting, some dads are coming together and meeting together, and it's such a great thing to see that as we have built this building together, it's just a tool, and we're allowing relationship to be developed, and so people can talk together and share their families together. The reality is there are people in our community that are coming. There are people that are not even part of our church. The residents of our community are coming. I saw a lady down there last week, and I introduced myself to her. She was walking in because she said, hey, where's the new play area? And I said, well, it's right over here. I said, you don't know where it's at? She goes, no, I'm not from this church. And I go, really? Come on back, let me show you. So I walked her back there, and then, of course, she met a bunch of other moms. And isn't that great that the community feels safe and comfortable to be able to come in and use it? It's really awesome that we have this play area. And so we did that, and we started October the 1st, and it's pretty exciting. That's one piece of this vision. Done. Second piece is the parking. We had a major parking problem. How many of you, well, you're the, you know, most of you know here at Centerville campus, right? We have a parking problem occasionally, right? And so how do you spell relief with regard to a parking? And you spell relief with 123 new parking spots, right? So we have more parking spots to make your lives more comfortable here at the Centerville campus. However, that's not really the reason why we built 123 more parking spots, because some of you are parking on the grass anyway, right? And so here's the reason why we did this, because we want parking spots for your friends. We want to have places for your guests. We care about your neighbors. We care about your family members. We care about the coworker that you're trying to help navigate things in their life. We care about them, and we want them to have a parking spot as they come and drive onto this property, whether it's sometime during the week, maybe they have kids and they're in the nursery play area, or they come to a Bible study, a men's study, a women's study, or maybe they're part of a student group where their high schoolers are coming here, and we want to be a part of that. We want to have parking spots for them, and so we've made room for them in having those 123 parking spots. Well, that's the second thing that's part of this vision plan. Done. Here's the third thing that we want to think about our vision plan, and that's Northmont. For those of you at Northmont, we have a campus up there, and it's a great campus, but they needed some issues accomplished in there, a parking lot as well. And so we made some parking lot adjustments there. We repaved their parking lot. It was a mess up there, right? Northmont, you know. And so we repaved the parking lot, and we put lights on there so that people can see it better in the evening if we have evening events and when people drive by it. How many of you in the Centerville campus here have never been to the Northmont campus? Can I just see your hands? And that would be a lot of us here for those of you at Northmont. And I encourage you to go up there. It's right across the street from the Northmont High School. Thousands of cars drive by it on a daily basis on Route 440 there. And so it's a great location for us. And we wanted to make sure that the parking lot was a great place for people and guests to drive on. As a matter of fact, we added 20 new parking spots for them. And again, it's not really for them, right, Northmont? It's really for their guests and their friends and their co-workers. And so that's a good thing. We also did some things for their preschool, too. We added some preschool space for them because their families are growing. And so their space needed to be expanded as well. This is all part of this vision that God has laid on our hearts. And so we gave them some space, and we moved a few walls and made some of their preschool areas a little larger, and that's really, really exciting. So that's another piece of this vision. Done. Here's another piece. We not only want to do some things on our campuses, whether it's Centerville or Northmont, we want to give money away. We want to partner with people in this city and around the world, right? Are you with me on that? We want to give money away, and we give over $1 million away a year to partners that we have both in this city and around the world, because we want to make a difference around the world. We've chosen a partner in Africa, Bongolo Hospital, and in fact, we just had some docs come back from Bongolo not too long ago, and they have lots and lots of things that they do there. When a patient comes into this hospital, they pray with them, they share the story of Jesus with them, and then they address their medical needs. They have surgery there. There's all kinds of things that take place there. They have rooms in this hospital that don't have any machines in it, and so we want to help them outfit it. And so last year, we gave them $100,000. We sent them $100,000 as we're giving and sacrificing together as a church family, because this is our vision, because we're asking the question, who do we want to be as people? And so we've given $100,000. In fact, by the year 2015, we hope to give another $250,000. So do the math. $250,000 plus $100,000 is $350,000 that we want to give this hospital in order that they might be able to set up these rooms and be able to see more patients and help doctors and so forth. Every year, if you've been in Fairhaven for any length of time, we have this thing called Missions Fest, where we celebrate the partnerships that we have. We bring some of our global staff back from around the world. In fact, we're doing that in a month. We have some doctors from the hospital. We're asking them to come back here to share with you. There's actually an African doctor who's actually going to come, and he's going to share with you some things. And during that missions fest, if you would like, you can add to this $250,000, and we're going to give them more money. So we've committed $350,000, but we're going to give more than that if you decide that during the missions fest, which we do a project every year, you would like to add to that. We're going to give you the opportunity to even be further generous to them, and that will be incredible for them as they have many needs there at that hospital. And so as we think about Bangalore, we're working on it. Check, right? Well, there's another piece to our vision, and that's the chapel. We talked a year ago about the fact that we need to expand a chapel here in the Centerville campus. And the reason for that is because we need a permanent home for our classic service. But not only that, because of all the weekend services that we have, we need a location where we can do weddings and we can help people in their bereavement for funerals. We can do special events in there that are necessary for a smaller venue. And so we need to do a chapel. And so we've been working behind the scenes as a governing board and the leadership here. And we've been talking to architects, and we've been planning for months and months and months and months. And the exciting thing is that on Monday of this last week, we got all of our approvals. And so the Planning Commission and the City Council has approved and granted us permission to begin construction on the chapel. And if you have never been to a planning commission or city council, that's an important thing for us. And so I'm very grateful to God that they realize that we're not just a church in the community, that we're a church a part of the community. And they approved it, and it's really, really exciting. And so, yeah, you can give God thanks for that. That's awesome. And so for those of us here in the Central Campus and Northmont, how many of you would like to see what the chapel might look like, right? How many would like to see it? All right, we'll do it next week. That's okay. No, I'm kidding. Here we go. Let me show you a fly-through of what the image will look like of the chapel. Here it is. You can see, if you notice the carport there, for those of you that are familiar with the Centerville campus, the carport there, to the left of it, you'll notice a brand new atrium that's going to be there as well. So we're going to bring the atrium to the left, and as we come down on a street level, you can begin to see that really the whole front of the building will have glass, not just the right side or the north side, but the south side will also have glass there. And in that, we'll have a groom's room, a bride's room, more bathrooms for you ladies. We'll have a hospitality room, a prayer room. There's going to be an entrance there. This is going to be the front end, so the curb appeal will be quite nice from Whip Road. That's exactly what you'll see there at Whip Road, with cedar and stone and brick. Watch your head here. There we go. And we go inside, and you'll see there's a sloped floor in that room. It seats about 400, and it will have a nice stone wood feel to it. So it's very traditional, but very modern as well. And you can see there's a couple that's already being married, which is interesting. There's a piece of glass there you can see there that you can see Whip Road. And as we turn around, you can see the rest of the ceiling and the room, so that you can see how the pews will be set up with a center aisle and aisles to the outside as well. And as we go through the glass here from Whip Road, you'll be able to see a piece of glass. And we hope to have this cross either backlit or embossed in some way so that you can see it. And the chapel will be quite large and will give us an opportunity to have a permanent resident home for the classics, as well as helping us and our family at the critical crossroads of our life. Isn't that great? And that's really exciting. We're going to be doing that. So if you're going to get married, you want to plan like a year and a half away, and we'll be ready for you. We hope to start construction actually in April, and because we've gotten our approvals, and the architects are working very, very hard to get the drawings and everything ready to go, and so we hope that we'll begin construction in April. That's another piece of this vision plan. Here's one more. That's the worship center, the room that we're sitting in here on the Centerville campus. And in the Centerville campus, we need to do some upgrades to our technology, and that those upgrades are in process right now. You don't see many of them here because it's all behind the scenes, but you'll begin to see more and more of them because we need to change a few things here on the Centerville campus so that we can be better prepared for you at the Northmont campus and for our other multi-site campuses that we'll have. And so that's going to be a really important thing for us in Centerville and also for Northmont in our different venues. You see, the Centerville campus is the hub of the video sending to multi-site. So what we do here, in that way we can be one church and we're live in all of our locations. Centerville Classic Saturday night, and then now in Springboro. And so we can have those opportunities to use video and be one church, one message, one family, and have a variety of locations and venues. But the hub will be right here, and so we need to do some upgrades, which we'll be doing over the next months and even years. We're also going to be doing some sound treatment and some aesthetic upgrades that are necessary here in the Centerville campus in our worship center here, the sanctuary. I do need to tell you, though, and be honest with you, as we talked about this a year ago, we had big plans for the sanctuary here. However, we've had to back away on some of those plans because, if you were here a year ago, we said that all seven pieces to this vision, although it's one vision, all seven pieces is going to cost $10 million. That's not the goal, that's just the cost. The goal is that we reach kids and families and we have an influence in our communities, right? So the cost is $10 million, and together, church, here and at Northmont, we've committed $7.3 million, and you're giving, and you're sacrificing. We're sacrificing together, and that's incredible. I don't know of a more generous church that I've seen in where we're just giving to God because we believe that we want to do something in this community and around the world. And so we have $7.3 million committed, and you're giving regularly. Thank you so much for your generosity, church family, both here and at Northmont. We're so glad that together as a church, we're doing something that's greater than ourselves, something that really requires all of us to be in. With that being said, we do have a gap. You'll notice here, we have a gap that we're not quite there yet. And so we're going to have to back down on a little bit of our plans with the worship center because as we've been talking about this as the leadership behind the scenes, we want to make sure that you understand we've tried our best to be good stewards and we want to have a priority of our ministry. And so we're going to back down a little bit on some of the things that we do here in the worship center. But we have some time over the next 2 years. If you haven't participated part of this and you would like to, it's not too late. In fact, there are people that still are saying, hey, can I participate? And certainly we say we'd love for you to participate and join us. And so if you would like to help make up this difference, about $2.7 million, we would love for you to come and join us, the rest of us that are committed to this and helping this vision that God has given us so that we can maybe continue to do and complete all the things that we would really like to do in the sanctuary here on the Centerville campus. Now, let me talk about the seventh piece, and this is where we get to the brochure that we have. So now you can take this brochure out, because the seventh piece to our vision plan is that our next multi-site will be in Springboro. And we have Northmont Live with us, and Northmont, we want you to know that this is your time to join us in praying and thinking about this because you get to pay it forward. And for those of us at Centerville campus, as we're thinking about this, how many of you here in Northmont know that we were headed to Springboro? Can I just see your hands? Many of you did? Okay, so this is not a surprise to most of you. We're going to start a campus in Springboro, and it's time. We're ready to go. We're ready to launch. We need your help, and we want to walk through this brochure so that some of the questions that you might have are answered, and today we want to call for a commitment on your part to say, I'm all in, especially if you live in Springboro. Now, if you don't live in Springboro, there's still an opportunity for you to commit, and we'll get to that in just a second. Let me just take a look at the right, left-hand side with you in all of our campuses here, the left-hand side, just some of the questions most frequently asked questions that we have when it comes to the Springboro campus launch as we're thinking about this multi-site. So here's the first question that we often get in thinking about the multi-site, whether we have campus at Northmont, Centerville, and now Springboro. What is the multi-site vision for Fairhaven? Why are we even doing this? Why is this something that we even should think about as a church? Well, let me tell you why. Because we want transformed lives and transformed communities. Would you agree with that? We want people to be able to drive between 15 and 17 minutes to a campus. Because if you drive 15 to 17 minutes to a campus, the likelihood of you inviting a neighbor, a coworker, or friend is greater. And when you invite them to come and join you, if it's an easy drive, then they can be part of that community and their lives can be transformed as ours are, and the community can be transformed as well. The south side of Springboro is more than 15 minutes away. It's perfect for us because we want to go there and transform lives and transform a community. See, the reality is, as we're thinking about a multi-site, here's how we're thinking about it. We want to be a community church, not a commuter church, right? I mean, I know some people commute in, but we want to be in the community. We want to transform the community. We want to make a difference in that community as we're doing at Northmont and as we're doing at Centerville and now as we're thinking about Springboro. That's the reason why we want to raise this to your, you know, awareness today as we're thinking about this and as we begin making commitment. Here's a second question. Aren't there plenty of churches in Springboro? I mean, why are we going to Springboro? Aren't there plenty of churches in the Springboro area? And the answer is, there are some great churches in the Springboro area. Great churches. And what we want to do is join them. Because if you went to Springboro and counted all the churches that are there, and you filled up their worship centers, sanctuaries, auditorium, whatever they call it, if you filled them up twice on a Sunday morning, there would still be thousands of people that aren't darkening the door. And we need to be reaching the unchurched, listen carefully, and the formerly churched. Those who have kind of slipped away and walked away and they don't have a community around them. They don't have people who says, hey, why don't you come and join them? So we want to reach the unchurched and we want to reach the formerly churched, those that have slipped away. And so there's good reason for us to be in Springboro. Here's another question. Where will the new campus be? Great question. Actually, we had a location lined up, and the location was taken right underneath our feet. It's not going to work. It's not zoned correctly, and we've tried to work at it, and it's just not going to work. And so if you'll read here on the left-hand side, we're looking at the high school as an opportunity. We're looking at another school in the area, and so we're pretty excited about that. We're talking to them. The staff has met with some of the leadership in the school system down there, and so we're looking at those two sites. And I got to just be honest with you, as we've been talking about this, as a staff team and as a governing board team, here's what I would say. As God has given us this vision, we ought to expect obstacles, right? And so at first, when we lost the opportunity of this building that we thought would be perfect for us, perfect location, and we thought, oh boy, that would have been perfect. And as we got thinking about it, you know, if we're doing what God wants us to do, we ought to expect opposition. The enemy does not want this to happen in our lives. And so we are expecting opposition. We're going to face the opposition because we believe this is what God wants for us. And so we're going to be asking you to pray, and we'll get to that in just a second here. But we have some options, and we're looking at those options, and we have some good options, and so that's right here in these questions. Here's another question, and the question is, will there be a children's ministry? We get a lot of questions about that because of, you know, the play area here or the area that we have at Northmont. Absolutely. We want to duplicate here and at Northmont and in Springboro all the ministries that we have. We're going to start out right away with children's ministry because we all know that children bring parents to church, and we're going to go after those kids, and we're going to have a great ministry there. We're securing staff for that because we desire to have a strong children's ministry in the Springboro era. So absolutely, we will have children's ministry there. Next question. Launching a campus sounds like a lot of work. Who's going to do it? We are. All of us are going to do it. Now, we've hired campus pastor, and I'll introduce him again to you. He and his wife are going to come up, and they're going to close us out in prayer here today. But it's all of our jobs to pray. Northmont, it's your job to pray with us. Centerville, it's our job to pray. But we have around 400 people attending our campuses that live in Springboro. 400. And we're going to ask that at least 200 of you make a commitment, and we'll get to that in a second, a one-year commitment to join us to go down to Springboro and help us to launch, because we want a strong launch. How many of you think we need to have a strong launch in Springboro, right? We need a strong launch. And we want at least 200. We'd rather have 300. We know 400 attend that live in the Springboro area. We want to talk to you that live in that Springboro area, and we want to pray with you and for you as you make this commitment to come and join us as we're there in Springboro. What is the target date for the launch? We hope to do it this fall. This fall is what we're targeting. Again, because of the location, we're trying to secure that in the next 4, 5, 6 weeks. I think we'll have that secured. We'll tell you in just a second, we have some town hall meetings where you'll be able to come for those of you that are Springboro or for those of you that just want to know. We'll have town hall meetings so that you can come and you can participate and you can ask questions and we can get closer and closer to giving you a specific date. But I hesitate to give you a date. Let me tell you why. Because I would prefer to have a strong launch rather than just to give you a date and shoot for a date. Would you agree with that? Let's have a strong launch, not just a date. And so that's why we're saying we're hoping to start sometime in the fall. Here's another question. What if I live in the Springboro area, but still want to attend the Centerville campus? We have security. No, I'm joking. If you live in the Springboro area and you want to come to the Centerville campus, we invite you to come to the Centerville campus. But I will say this, if you live in the Springboro area, I would challenge you, unless God tells you otherwise, we need you at the Springboro campus. Unless God tells you otherwise, we need you at the Springboro campus. We need to build into that community. Now, we would welcome you to come to Centerville campus if that's what you want, but we would ask you to really, really consider this as we're thinking about this future that we have in the Springboro community, and if you live there especially. Next question. Will this campus provide a student ministry for students in the 6th to 12th grade? We get that question, and the answer is yes, but we're going to do it through the Centerville campus. In other words, parents, if you make a commitment to go to the Springboro campus, you can bring your kids to a location in Springboro. We will then physically take the kids and bring them to Centerville so that they can participate in the student ministry here until we get a critical mass, and then we'll have it in Springboro. We'll hire staff, and we'll do it there, just like we're doing at Northmont. We have some key volunteers at Northmont that are helping us with students, and as we get a critical mass there, we'll begin to hire staff so that we can have a solid ministry. In Northmont, we have a high school across the street, and so we've got a lot of work to do there, but then in Springboro as well, we'll take care of that student ministry, and we'll get that running for you right away. Here's another question. The question is, how will the messages be delivered at the new campus, and what will the worship be like? Well, if you've not experienced a multi-site, and for those of you that live on the Centerville campus, you probably haven't experienced it. In this Northmont campus, what we have is live worship on every week. We have a live worship team, and they lead in worship, and the message, whoever is the speaker for the weekend, is then live here in the Centerville campus, and then by way of video in all of our campuses. So it'll be Classic, Saturday, Northmont, Springboro, so we'll all be delivered. Will be one church, one message, one family in a variety of different locations, and that's how it'll be delivered. We'll have live worship at every single one of our campuses. And we have one more question that we want to address with you. How can I be a part of launching this campus? So take a look at the left side, bottom right-hand side of the left portion here. We'll give you three opportunities to do that. Number one, pray. And right here at Northmont, I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Doug. Doug, if you'll take it from here and just help the Northmont campus there, and maybe you could pray as we're getting commitments today for this Northmont campus. Help me thank the Northmont campus for joining us today as they're with us live. Those of us here at Centerville, we can pray. If you don't live in Springboro, you can pray. We need you to pray. We need to sort out a facility. We've got a few staff we need to hire. We've got great potential. We're talking with them right now. We should have that solved very soon. But we need you to pray. Secondly, you could make a commitment, and I'll show you that in just a second, especially those of you in Springboro. But the reality is every person here can make a commitment. Every person here can make a commitment, and I'm challenging you to make a commitment as we expand what God is wanting us to do in the Springboro area. And then third, we can serve. And this is specifically for those that are thinking about the Springboro campus. So now turn over to the commitment card here. Let me walk you through this and give you an opportunity to respond today give you an opportunity to take it home and pray over it. And then you can make a commitment. There are three opportunities for you to commit. Number one, at the top there, I will commit to pray for the Springboro campus. We're challenging every one of us to pray about this. I don't know what your prayer life is like. It might be every day. It might be once a week. It might be once a month. I don't know what your discipline is. But whatever it is, I'm asking you and challenging you that as God has given us this vision, it's our vision. It's your vision. It's all of our vision. I'm asking you to take this card and to check it off and say, I will commit to praying for the Springboro campus. Put your name and email address or phone number or whatever, and we're not going to put you on an endless list, but we'd like to connect with you and just thank you for praying as we're getting this campus launched. Secondly, second box there, it says, I would like to learn more about the Springboro campus. You might have some questions about the Springboro campus, and you may want more questions beyond the questions that we've answered for you here, and we want to do that either through email with you, or you can attend at the bottom there. See a town hall meeting on the 22nd and 23rd. We will have the staff there. We will have the people that are necessary that will be there to answer whatever questions you have about the Springboro campus, because we want you to be very, very informed about this so that we can have a strong launch there. And then the third one, third box that's highlighted, sign me up. Sign me up. I'm ready to make a one-year commitment to attend the Springboro campus. And if you live in the Springboro area, we really encourage you to pray about this and to check that box and to give us your name and some information so that we can connect with you and let you know about information that's coming on. We have a Springboro site Facebook already there. And if you would like to like that Facebook, you can do that because we'll be putting updates on that Facebook account on a regular basis through that and Twitter. And so if you give us information, you can be put on there. Or if you like the page, then you can find out. But really the important part there is if you make a commitment for 1 year, we also need you to look at the bottom of the page. Because we can't launch this campus without you. Do you realize that 1,500 people serve in the course of a week here at Fairhaven Church on the Centerville campus? 1,500 people serve, and we need people to serve in the Springboro campus. So we need those of you who are making a commitment to that 1 year to sign up in an area of your interest, an area of your gifting, an area of maybe something that you would like to even find out more information about, whether it's students or children or adults or parking or hospitality or tech or setting up or whatever it might be, because we want a strong launch in the Springboro community. So would you do me a favor, and would you just tear this off even now, and would you just take this with you, and would you check one of those boxes today, whether you want to pray, or whether you want more information, or whether some of you are ready to just say, you know what, count me in, I'm in, I want to sign up, I want to commit, I want to be a part of what God is doing in Springboro. I've invited our campus pastor and his wife to come up. You've heard him speak before. He will be the campus pastor who will be putting all the ministries together and running our staff down there. He and his wife are here. I'm going to invite them to come. And you've done this before, but do it again. Give them a huge Fairhaven welcome, Jared and Jackie Petty. I've said this before, but 5 years ago, I told Jared, I said, Jared, you got to get your wife and your kids and come to Dayton. They were living in San Diego. I said, who wants to live in San Diego? Everybody wants to live in Dayton, Ohio, right? And finally, you know, they saw the light, and here they are. Right.
That was an easy prayer, let me tell you. Yeah, lots of fasting for that one, so that's important. But my wife is praying for the spring to come as soon as possible. So give a hand for the spring. There we go. Amen. You know, as Pastor David mentioned, 5 years ago, he did place that seed in our heart and our mind, and we did start praying. And it's just amazing to see how this has come to fruition. And we truly feel called to be part of this. And we live in Springboro. Our kids go to school in Springboro. That's our community. And I grew up in Wilmington, actually, so God brought me back home. And we love the community. And we're excited because that truly is our mission field. We feel like the Lord, as Pastor David mentioned, loves it when we can have a community church rather than just a commuter church. Because I've noticed in my life, when I can ask a neighbor to go to church, and the church is in the same zip code, the chances are a lot greater. And to be able to have small groups to reach out and bless community is important. And so we've been blessed. I want to say, too, personally, on behalf of my wife and our family, thank you, Fairhaven. Since we've been here in June, we've been adopted into a small group. We've just had people love on us, and we just love this church. And so we're excited to just partner with you in building God's kingdom now in Springboro with Fairhaven. So we're really excited. We just ask you to pray. Pray that the Lord, how he would lead you, if you feel called to be part of this. And we're on board and we're excited. And the goal is for the church is to preach the gospel. Where else can people find the gospel? Where else can people find truth and grace in this world, in this society, if it isn't in the church? And that's why Jesus Christ set up the church. And so let's go ahead and pray right now as we commit this to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we are honored and humbled to be part of this. And Lord, we're all ministers. We're all members of the priesthood, you tell us. And you call us to reach out to those who don't know you. Lord, your word says that unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. And we ask for you to build this house, Lord. We ask for you to open and close the doors. We'll come before you, Lord, because Jesus, you told us that even the gates of Hades will not prevail against the church. Lord, allow this campus to be a shining light, a beacon for you, Jesus. So marriages will be reconciled. Lives will be transformed. Souls will be saved. Lord, broken hearts will be healed. We thank you to be part of this. And we ask, Lord, that you would just prompt the Holy Spirit. You would stir those who feel a calling, who feel led to be part of this team. Lord, we know that teamwork makes the dream work. It makes your dream work. That we can fulfill the Great Commission and make disciples in your name, Lord. And so again, we come humbly before you because we know we can do nothing without you. Help us to decrease so that you could increase. And all the communities that are represented in this room, the families, the lives, that we could, Lord, be a witness for you, to be a shining light for you. Lord, we ask a special prayer over the facilities, Lord, that you would open the doors that you know need opened. For the laborers, Lord, you tell us that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And we ask that you would do that work, Lord. We commit this entire project to you. We commit our lives to you. Lord, we just want to be used by you, our Lord and our Savior. And it's in Jesus' name we all pray. And the church said, amen. Amen.